You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Buzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. After Show.
Hey there, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fans. You know what time it is. You're at AfterBuzz TV, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. After Show. Talking about Season 1, Episode 21, Ragtag. My name's Matt Lieberman. We got a fantastic panel. They're all here. Megan Salinas is here.
Hey, agents.
Kristen and Carol's here.
Hey, guys.
And Joyce Ajuri's here.
Hello, hello.
I said Kristen and Carol's here. That's my bad. It is so late.
Hail Hydra.
I want to make everyone aware. Before we get any further into this, I am operating on zero sleep, and it is currently after 10 p.m., so I've been awake for more than 24 hours, and I'm not entirely... Am I awake for 48 hours? If I didn't... Something like that. Somewhere between 24 and 48 is where I am.
At what point do you start hallucinating?
Actually, you start hallucinating on day three. So I'm not hallucinating. I'm just really punchy. However, folks, you know, we talk on this show a lot about how you can help the network, what's great about AfterBuzz. If you've been listening to our show for a long time, and I imagine that you have been all season long because we only have one episode left.
I've been listening all season long.
That's great, Kristen, considering that you're on the show, and I'm glad that
Even
you're keeping
when I'm
tabs.
Not here.
Good. Well, if you listen to the show, you're probably aware of Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, fantastic and fabulous founders of AfterBuzz TV, and they have a reality series on Oxygen called Chasing Maria Menounos. It's been airing on the network for several weeks now, and it's really a fantastic series. If you're looking for a way to support AfterBuzz, or if you're looking for a fantastic reality series, you should watch Chasing Maria Menounos. Help it get a second season. It's going to be an incredibly positive influence on this network. It's going to get us way more attention and help us get some much needed ad dollars right back into the studio.
And it's a really cute show. I mean, you can see other AfterBuzzers, and I mean, I obviously start watching because, you know, we know them.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
They're really fantastic.
It's so nice to actually see, like, I don't know them that well, but it's very cool to see the behind the scenes stuff. And
it's a very intimate take on their family and on their relationship. It's really impressive.
And for all you Marvel fans, Stan Lee's on tonight's episode.
Right. So if you want to watch that show, you can check it out on Oxygen Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Or you can download the episodes on iTunes or Amazon.
I think it also replays on E.
They also replay on E, apparently.
I don't know what day that is, but I know we do it.
We have no details. We only have speculation. But you should do that. Okay, folks. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. One episode left to go. How are we feeling? Love this episode. Lots of answers. Lots of advancement. A crazy big cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I'm a big, big fan of Ragtag.
This is a really good one. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe it's almost over. After all of the like pauses and breaks we've had for the show, and it's finally coming to an end, I'm actually really sad.
Me too. And it's been so good. Like the second half of the season has been phenomenally good television. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not ready to say goodbye yet either.
No.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
We've been doing
so
this
good.
Show for what, 9 months now? We're entering our ninth month.
Somebody could have had a
something
baby.
Like that. We're entering our eighth.
I became an aunt during the time I started S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And we've seen these characters grow a long way. I said at one point, you know, when Fitzy set off that that EMP, I'm like, guys, do you remember when Fitz was like completely useless?
It's like looking back on when, you know, how they were. They've developed so much. It's like a little yearbook.
Absolutely.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Aww. Well, I mean, they're not agents of nothing, but they're definitely not agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore. We don't know what kind of agents they will be there.
And I don't think that anybody really saw any of, well, you know, there are some things that we've predicted, but nobody really saw, like, kind of the twists and turns that the series would take. Like, if you had asked me at the beginning of the season, I never thought that, like, Hydra would have been inside
S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, totally, yeah.
And, would you have thought the main character, one of the main characters, was a bad guy?
No, not like, at all. One of the
especially
really
Ward, I would have been like, like, May's cool.
She's
like,
got secrets, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, no, especially because one of the big kind of selling points of the show for me was these people coming together as a family. So, no, I never would have thought that, like, one of them was a traitor. Yeah. Dirty, rotten traitor.
Dirty, rotten traitor. But he has a weakness in him that makes him the special boy that we know and love.
He saved Buddy. Buddy lives.
Maybe. Yeah.
He has compassion.
Maybe. We did see that barrel of that sniper scope come back into frame.
I think Megan said she thought it was Garrett or suggested it was Garrett.
Yeah.
And I kind of tend to think maybe that was it. Where it's
I agree.
I saw you let him go and I'm going to shoot him.
Or, and even if he
Garrett.
Didn't shoot Buddy, at the very least, he is aware that Ward let him go.
And
so since we're talking about Ward's past, let's get into it. So we finally got to see the origin of Grant Ward, how he became the super, not quite super soldier that he is today. He is a super soldier, but he's not a super soldier.
Conflicted soldier?
Yeah. Conflicted, amazing soldier who got pulled out of juvie. Why was he in juvie in the first place? He was there because he broke out of his military school, stole a Jeep, drove all the way home just to set the entire house on fire in an attempt to kill his brother. Holy crap.
That was dark.
Yeah.
Big, dark, big move. Like, I mean, granted, this is a guy who goes on to, like, murder lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's a very intense origin for the guy. He doesn't really have a ton of help. And you know, this John Garrity presents a very compelling, interesting case.
And plus, Ward didn't have... His parents didn't seem to approve of him, obviously, especially after he was sent to juvie. He didn't have that father figure, and Garrett showed up and kind of became this really backwards father figure for him that he just sort of, you know, needed in his life.
So charming.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Pax, I mean, if you're sitting there and he has nothing really else to lose, and then here comes somebody with all of this charm and ideas for him and kind of this, I mean, this cool lifestyle. I mean, he's like, you know, it's going to be hard, but it's going to be fun. And
the mysteriousness of he doesn't exactly tell him what he's going to be doing.
Just like, I just work for a secret organization. And, you probably haven't heard of it.
And he's saying it so loudly. Everyone else is whispering in this room.
Agent.
And he's
Did
like,
you know that?
Yeah, he's like, you burned down your house, kid. Why don't you come with me? It'll be hard and fun. And everyone in the room giggled.
Probably as the first Deathlock, he's able to kind of plug everyone's ears somehow.
Well,
some sort of power.
It was 15 years ago, this flashback. So it's 2014 now. He became the original Deathlock in 1990. I assume while Ward was in the woods. And it was the mission that took him overseas is the one where he got fragged and became Deathlock.
I don't know. How old is Agent Grant Ward supposed to be?
Well, I mean, it seemed like he was like 16 or 17.
Yeah, I think he was definitely a minor.
Oh, it was 15 years ago. Yeah, you're right.
I think he was a minor because they were threatening, his older brother was threatening to charge him as an adult or to have him charged as an adult.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So he plucks young Ward from juvie, drops him in the middle of the woods. He bags a couple of birds. And he's like, see ya.
That is like the definition of tough love.
Yeah, man.
It's like a Spartan warrior. Just
right?
Send
That's
him
exactly
out with the wolf. You know?
Don't blame me for your failures.
It makes me like you less.
Yeah.
It sucks because you would think that Ward would leave juvie thinking that he would go to some, like anything's better than juvie, but little did he know
apparently not.
Little did he know he was just going to be plopped and left behind for 6 months.
I think that's still better than juvie. At least he had a dog with him. Like,
I mean, granted, he learned a lot. Granted. I wasn't expecting that.
You should always expect it, okay? When you make puns, we're going to react in a big way. But yeah, you know, he builds this bond. He basically spends, 5 years, 10 years out in the wilderness with just John Garrett and Buddy as his companions?
Well, at the end, I was a little bit confused with it because he got accepted So they, I don't know if they kept going back to
maybe
the
woods. Kept going
That's
back
because
kind
of he
because
he
went
said,
to the school, right?
Yeah, and they accepted him. So unless, like, I mean, I guess people get hired for less nowadays, depending on who you know.
Or
and
maybe John Garrett just like submitted a
resume.
Application
they're
online.
Like, you're gonna accept him. Well, and I mean, I'm John Garrett. What do you
John want? Garrett's level 8 at S.H.I.E.L.D. by the time mm-hmm. that we meet him met him earlier in the season. So it's entirely conceivable that, you know, his recommendation could get anyone in.
And he is very charming, too.
Yeah, man.
I tend to think, you know, he left them there for that initial long span of time, and then they'd go back. It mm-hmm. was like their trip, you know how you go on family trips or something like that.
I feel
know?
Like he wouldn't have let Ward take Buddy with him. I feel like all of his training was done out there.
I feel the same. I think that he left him out there. And then, yeah, and then they did their training together, you know, with shooting and everything
like that. So you think
he
just turned in a resume or said, get this guy in the...
Pretty much, yeah.
Or, you know, the head of the school or of the operations program could have also been Hydra.
Because, yeah, I think if he was going to take him out of the woods, he would have, you know, had him, you know, kill Buddy.
Murder Buddy.
A lot earlier.
Yeah. Or maybe, yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Cross him off. Cross Buddy
like,
off. Buddy knows too
puppy.
Much. He's seen too much. He's dangerous to the cause. Cross him off.
No.
Or do you have a weakness?
We do.
We
it's
do.
A puppy.
Weakness makes him
eyes.
Strong. He's got big brown eyes and he
like,
knows how to hunt. Yeah.
And he just looks so happy. Like, oh, yay, we're playing today.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, I'll catch the gun. You know? Mm-hmm. Shoot it and I'll run. Shoot it and I'll run. You know?
Yeah.
It's like their version of catch.
Yeah.
Fetch.
But, you know, I like seeing this evolution of Ward because it really explains why, even in the face of Garrett basically being willing to let him die last week, Ward continues to be loyal to this guy.
And he got really emotional too when John Garrett was hurt, like mm-hmm. when the system starts to fail.
When he nearly died, yeah.
Like, yeah, he was legitimately worried and concerned.
Maybe that's because he left him with a dog and dogs are loyal, so he just like learned more from Buddy than he did from Garrett, like out in the woods.
Well, that just goes back to what I was saying, how he was the only kind of role model he ever had in his life. And, he, you know, even though he's evil and he's probably not good for him, like he can't imagine life without him. And that can't be easy for him.
Right. Well, here's the thing. And the term evil, good and evil, is thrown around a lot in this episode. I personally believe, you know, for the most part, there is no evil. The guy is someone who was let down by the system that he believed in and then instead just became incredibly selfish and, you know, his moral scale just completely shifted to the wrong side.
He's just trying to survive.
He's just trying to survive. He's afraid to die and he doesn't care who else has to die to keep him alive.
Well, and, you know, you also have to think of what if it was you in that situation? Like, if you were dying on the battlefield and, you know, begging for people to send, you know, a medical crew and they're like, yeah, we're
crazy
busy.
We're so slammed and, you know, it's Cinco and we're all supposed
we're all
to go
out for margaritas.
We all have plans. And, you know, we'd love to save you.
Tequila does that to you.
Yeah, man. Don't eat the worm. Yeah, gross.
No.
Yeah. But in any case, we learn all about this to give us better context on what's going on the bus at the moment or down in Bogota. Deathlok has recently taken out a Colombian drug lord.
El Dogo.
That was, El Dogo, who had connections to Hydra and you know, Deathlok probably just walked right in. And he was like, oh, hello, friend. And then he punched his head right off to send
Deathlok,
a message.
He's flying in. That's doing that big jump and, like, coming through the ceiling.
That's true.
Laying the hammer.
But with zero opposition, you know. But meanwhile... Ward and Garrett and Reyna are on the bus on their way down to Cuba. They're trying to synthesize GH325 using all the information that's on the hard drive. And we start to see some cracks form in this united Hydra front. Namely that, you know, Reyna is really only in this to help to study the gifted, various gifted people. And Garrett is just interested in staying alive. Deathlok is angry, furious. He just wants to be with his son. He feels betrayed by Reyna. We get that great scene where he's like, you know, why did you let them do this to my kid? You know, you're a jerk. That's not what he said.
That's basically what he said.
Basically.
Well, because, yeah, she doesn't have anything. She's not getting commands in her eye that said, you know, do this or I'm going to, not only am I going to kill your son, I'm going to explode your head.
Right.
Yeah, she's not attached to any of them.
Yeah, and her excuse was, I was just following orders. And it's like, well, really? Really? Are they going to blow your head off, you know, if you decide not to participate?
The more I see of her, the more curious I am. How does she know all that she knows about the gifted? She makes allusions to you know, her and Sky having something in common. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She knows this apparent legend about the Chinese baby and the monsters who were its parents who tore this whole village apart.
Which, that bit is new. It's like, wait, what?
I was confused about that part because Sky said she created all new identities and stuff, you know, on that hard drive. And whatever Reyna read,
No. What Sky did for the team was create new identities for themselves on the web.
Oh, okay.
You know, she scrubbed them from the web but created new identities for themselves so that they could move about the world without
raising red flags, yeah.
But no, the information that S.H.I.E.L.D. had on her was on that
legit
hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it, you know, that was just her searches, her attempts to find any
and
links to her past.
It was Reyna who knew the story about the baby girl anyway.
Okay.
Right.
So, that's true. She did say that.
So, like I said, that was a little bit of information that we didn't get.
Right.
It was probably blacked out.
Why on earth didn't Ward press her for details when she's dropping tantalizing secrets about DNA? Okay. She's talking about how she's got crazy DNA and her parents were monsters. Well, I'm sorry. I would be intensely curious, and I would not let her leave the room until she told me everything, because this is that woman that I apparently have feelings
no
for.
No cliffhangers, Matt.
But we don't have a TV show if we know everything.
But isn't
yes, we
it
do.
Great the way
it's
she went
TV
about
show.
It? The way she was like, well, actually, come to think of it, I probably shouldn't have asked you. I should take this straight to Garrett. This is important.
Manipulating.
It was like, oh my gosh, she just made him dance. It was so wonderful.
Dance, puppet, dance.
She does that a lot. It's supposed to be the flowers. I gotta wear more
definitely
flowers.
It's a
everybody
look.
Everybody likes flowers.
Mm-hmm. Not my
I have
grandma
to wonder if that's like something tied into that too, because we still like, I mean, we kind of saw how obsessed she is with flowers, but I gotta wonder if that's like not a part of something.
I wonder if it's a
maybe
reference to something we're missing, or if later on we'll be able to see, like, oh, that's what this symbolized, you know, way back when.
Yeah.
Hopefully, when we get more answers.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Reyna and Sky are possibly siblings?
I think it's possible, or at the very least, they're the same species.
I tend to think
same
Sky
species. Sky isn't the last of her kind.
She's definitely not the last of her kind, because what's the point in giving us, you know, a big alien reveal and not have her people come looking for her if they are apparently monsters?
Yeah, that would
monsters
make
well,
a lot of
and
sense
they didn't
if
say
Reyna was
if
an
her,
alien.
Her alien parents, like monster parents, died or not. Mm-hmm. So they could still...
True.
They could still be out
there.
Out there.
What if the
somewhere
man in the big blue tank, what if that
was
her
dad?
Weird. And Coulson is now... Has
dad
DNA?
No, no, no. Well, that's interesting. But do we have any kind of timeline? Do you think? Does anyone remember? Did they ever specifically say when they found our guest host for the guest house?
I don't think so. We don't know much about the guest house.
Okay,
we just saw him.
Well, folks at home, if there were any details like that were explicitly stated on the show, please tweet them at us so that we can tweet them out to
let
everyone else.
Let us know. We need to know.
We
and
need
let
to
folks know
everything.
And let folks know next week on the podcast. Now we're going to jump back into this stuff in just a moment, but I do want to talk.
Deathlock jump.
Yes, I'm going to deathlock jump into the iTunes talk. You knew it was coming. Don't skip away, because I also have big, big news. Our very own Kristen Carroll is responsible for this, and so are the rest of you, for giving us all these wonderful ratings and reviews. We tell you every week how it helps us get sponsors and get great guests. Well, next week we have J. August Richards, a.k.a. Mike Peterson, a.k.a. Deathlock, in
so
the studio
excited
with us.
Yes, thanks,
and it's
going
to be incredibly exciting. It's going to be a great, great interview. So be sure to tweet us all your questions for J. August Richards. We can't wait to talk to him.
Anything that doesn't also relate to just Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I should be doing a spotlight on. Again,
that's
this is
right
all like if the 405 doesn't go crazy or something like that.
You're also doing a one-on-one interview covering his whole career. So if anyone has any questions for him about anything.
Angel fan like I am.
Yeah.
Send that up. Or anything. Good Burger, whatever. I mean, he's in so many things.
Was he in Good Burger?
He was in Good
Burger. He was in Good Burger. He worked for Mondo Burger. This is amazing.
I think Matt woke up a little bit.
I did. I woke up a thousandfold.
My mind just exploded.
Yes.
I didn't even realize that.
It's on Netflix. You need to we need to rewatch this.
This is the greatest day of my life.
I just recently watched it a couple months ago.
Yeah. That movie is dark. Okay, getting back to it.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
Folks, can I take your order? The great thing about iTunes is not only do you help out the network and it doesn't cost you a dime, but you get a great, great shout out. So I'm going to give some out right now. Hashtag SpyBang 5 stars from Gruff JJ. I love you guys. I want to give you all 100 stars. I'm glad that I stumbled upon you one day.
Aww. We love you.
We love you, Gruff JJ. Headley Lamar. That's Headley. Marvel's Agents. 5 stars. Fantastic show. You guys are awesome to watch. Full Out Nerd Show. 5 stars from Roshni B. These guys know the references and make watching this show so much more epic. There's nothing I look forward to more after the show than listening to what AfterBuzz crew has to say. Thanks for the show, guys. Iron Golem, great host, 5 stars. These hosts are some of my favorite.
Wait, is it Golem or Gollum?
Golem.
Oh, okay. I got excited.
I'm still excited. They gave a great compliment to all of us.
It's cool. Sorry.
Iron Golem, Kristen doesn't want your love. She doesn't care. She only cares about Lord of the Rings references.
Are they spelled the
same? No. Gollum is spelled with 2 L's and a U. Golem is the one. Suppy Chan 369, great show, highlight of my Wednesdays, 5 stars. I don't have any friends who watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. regularly, so it's nice to geek out about it by listening to your podcast and reliving the episodes.
Don't really know anybody else who watches it. My stepdad does back home, but I don't know anybody either.
Who,
I'm glad
watches it religiously,
glad we do this.
My brother's usually always, one or two episodes behind, so I'm just get caught up.
It goes on to say, I'm not really a comic book fan, so it's great to learn about these origins and details through you guys. Love the comments, humor, and dare I say, puns? Smiley face?
Ooh.
Your podcast sustains me through the week until the next AOS episode. Thanks, and keep up the good work. Hashtag Hail Coulson.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. 5 stars across the board from Chris Crack. Everything you've come to expect from AfterBuzz. Great hosts, insightful commentary, extremely enjoyable. Excellent. 5 stars from Kalina, or K-Alina. I think there's a period in there. Good insight and commentary. Funny, too. Keeps me company as I work. Aww. Love this podcast. 5 stars from Mad Dog Flip Chick. I know very little about the Marvel comic universe and hadn't even seen most of the Marvel movies until recently, so these podcasts have been great at pointing out things that I might have missed as a Marvel newbie. Learning that Clark Gregg recently got his brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is an inspiration.
Nice.
Keep up the awesome work from Foo Foo Cuddly Poops. So proud.
That's awesome.
So proud.
I freaking love it.
It's my deepest, greatest hope that you made up that name just to give this review.
I hope it's on her license plate too.
It's a very long license plate. Keep up the awesome work. It's funny, entertaining, has amazing thought-provoking predictions. Love it.
Yay!
So thank you all for reaching out. We have one episode left to go, so please reach out, rate, review the show. It helps us, and it helps everyone here at AfterBuzz get fantastic sponsors and guests. So we appreciate
all your help.
And
tweet ABC so we can come back.
Yeah.
Yes.
And honestly,
I haven't heard. I mean, they still haven't said
anything. Upfronts are next week, so we'll know. We'll know by finale time.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what I was about to say, so forget about it. So jumping back in, like Deathlok, through the clouds.
Onto a car.
Right. So, Ward and Garrett, there's friction there, obviously. Garrett was willing to let Ward get crossed off. He's telling him, you know the girl wasn't going to let you die, but he was like, yeah, but you were. That's a big deal. This is like Buddy all over again. Buddy.
What a tough subject.
Buddy.
And I mean, it's very... he's like, I'm not that scared little kid anymore, but he's acting like a kid in front of Garrett. He's acting like a kid who's mad at his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He reverts to that state of mind.
He regresses.
He does.
Ward does that a lot, though. I feel like it's a pattern.
He's caught in a state of arrested development. I mean, this is a guy who had a really screwed up childhood, threw his life away on a vendetta, and then was plucked out of obscurity by, you know, kind of a psychotic madman who warped his brain out in the woods for years.
He's got a lot of and then built started, up anger and energy.
Yeah, he's got
and
a
then
lot of baggage.
Finally started making connections with a few people, people that he knew eventually he was ultimately going to betray, but ended up getting close to anyway.
Yeah. Wait a minute, guys. Melinda May wasn't Grant Ward's first, right? Because he was in the woods for a long time.
I don't know. He went to the academy.
Maybe. Yeah. He went to jock school.
Yeah.
And they looked like partiers from
okay.
what we saw from
yeah,
and then,
you're
like,
right.
after Lorelei, I mean, I feel like he kind of knows what he's sort of doing. Not as much as May,
he
probably.
He seems too like, smooth to have May only been his first.
I get you're right. But he was in the woods alone for a long time. So unless there's this secret cabin story where he went to go raid a cabin and there's a woman inside, which is totally a fan fiction that totally just got written by somebody out in the world.
Good idea.
I 100% believe it.
Too much like Under the Dome.
Too much like Under the Dome. You're right. I love shows with cabins. There's a great
I
cabin
like
on Under
about
the Dome.
Cabins in the woods.
That's also that's
also
a great movie.
A Whedon.
Yeah. Also
true,
a Whedon.
True, true.
Yes. So,
and it's wonderful.
Another piece of the puzzle once they get to Cuba is Ian Quinn, who now is cleared of all charges because S.H.I.E.L.D., who he has long railed against, has been discredited.
B.S. I call BS on that one.
Yeah.
That man belongs behind bars.
He's just such a slimy jerk. Yeah.
I feel like that's actually kind of realistic.
Yeah.
Nobody else. I didn't really question it. I was like, that would happen.
I'm just mad about it.
Yeah.
A guy with that much money and influence would definitely go free in that kind of, you know, instability.
I'm sure he's got like 16 lawyers and, yeah.
Or if he was to, it would be a Martha Stewart jail. I mean, like, it wouldn't even be jail.
Mm-hmm.
If he was
they go
jail.
And play tennis. Yeah.
Well, no, they found exactly. him. They got him out of the fridge.
Yeah,
that's true.
That wasn't exactly Martha Stewart show. They keep Graviton in there.
After Garrett beat him up, then yeah, they stuck him in the fridge.
Right.
Yeah, they show Graviton for a second, and then it's like, oh, we'll leave him for season two if we get it.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened there.
I think so too. But I'm down with that. We may see him again before the end
you
of the season.
You know what? I'm guessing that maybe all this stuff with Garrett is going to get wrapped up, but then boom, we've got. You know, mm-hmm. the gravitonium thing to deal with, like,
and all
and
the
then,
other
boosh,
monster type yeah. people inside of the fridge that are just running around loose.
Mm-hmm. Entirely possible. Meanwhile, however, our would-be agents are still regrouping at the motel, hanging out by the pool, getting pizzas.
Pablo Jimenez.
Yes, Pablo Jimenez.
That's me.
Pablo Jimenez.
Park Craig looks so much like a Pablo.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, our little Fitzy, he's the idealist. He refuses to believe that Ward is, in fact, evil, as Sky keeps saying. It's very simple. He's evil.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Sky, have you learned nothing?
I want to side with Fitz. I think there's still more to this for Ward. I don't...
Yeah.
I mean... I feel like he's kind of in the same situation as Mike. Not that he has something in his head and his eyeball, but just that he's kind of given these orders and he's forced into this lifestyle that he doesn't want to be in, but in order to survive, like, that's what he meant, you know, has to do.
And he has people he cares about on both sides.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know,
he's torn.
Garrett came first. Whether or not
True.
These people are better or better for him doesn't even necessarily enter into it.
He has, like, this complex loyalty to him
mm-hmm.
that isn't necessarily a good thing.
He's
or
the guy
thing.
Who made him who he is.
Exactly.
Made him strong.
He said it a couple episodes ago. You know, Raina was asking him, like, you know, Coulson's a good man. Don't you owe those people something? And he's like, yes, I do. Of course I do. But I owe Garrett everything.
Mm-hmm.
So even though he's grown attached to the group, in terms of his priorities, he's still putting Garrett above the team,
mm-hmm.
but you know there's still time for the scale to switch.
It's entirely possible.
Silver lining for Ward, at least we know his real name is Grant Ward.
It is. It's not a code name
it's
or
not
anything.
Code. He wasn't being all weird the last couple episodes ago.
No. So another thing that's going on, we get this neat little scene between Sky and Melinda May. As Sky is like, man, I wish I could be just a statue like you, who doesn't feel anything, who's cold and doesn't care about anything and doesn't feel. And why are you so sad? Do you not? Yeah. And May, of course, feels everything. She just doesn't let
She channels it.
Yeah.
I love
is it
that
hate foo?
Yeah.
Hate foo.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Melinda May can just channel all of her emotions. She's like, of course I'm angry. I'm furious.
I get up at 5 every morning. That's why I'm so angry.
I'd be really mad.
That
yeah.
made her so much more relatable, not just to us as the viewers, but to Sky also. It's like she's not this crazy, hard-ass statue. Like, she actually feels things. She just manifests it differently and then releases it in different manners.
And she uses it to the best of her ability, exactly. like to, as yeah. an advantage.
That's why she's so good.
It's a very important moment of connection between the two of them. You look at where they were at the beginning of the season, where they are now. I don't think they've ever been closer than this moment. And it's going to be really, really important going forward, especially, you know, if Ward is able to join the team again. Not everyone's going to trust him, especially Sky. And I feel like Sky's going to start gravitating more towards Melinda and starting to learn from her and becoming a better agent that way.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Which
I want to see them do a training montage together.
Yeah.
Let's get down to business to defeat Hydra.
I already made that earlier.
I know.
I have to make a new one.
You have to make a new one for Hydra. You didn't do it. You did it before Captain America 2.
I know.
I have more.
I am also. I've slept, but not a lot.
So, Trip comes by with a whole you know bunch of great vintage spy gear, courtesy of his Howling Commando grandpa, and of course Phil, as we learned in the original Avengers, loves vintage everything.
So
he's such a nerd.
That was cute, the cutest reaction. I know. It was so genuine.
Oh my god, is that a hypno beam?
Yeah. Oh my god, the switch is on the bottom. That's so cool. Oh, it's a first edition. So cool.
And they just keep adding to like how much I like Triplet in that group, because now he's with Simmons.
Oh man,
Fitz and Triplet now have kind of like, I think after
he's
the Chip
so
experience,
gonna die next week.
He so is.
Damn it.
We like him too much, and there's no room for him once Ward comes back.
He's gonna get captured by Hydra, and they're gonna experiment on him. He's not gonna die.
He's gonna become Deathlock too.
Deathlock Junior.
None of these are good scenarios. How about Ward doesn't die, but he gets excommunicated from the team, and he has to go on a journey to find himself, and Trip gets to stay. So eventually Ward can come back, you know, and to try to redeem himself.
But then what happens to Trip?
He stays on the team. That's why Ward's going to work his way back
in. He hooks up with Simmons.
Yay!
I mean, we can hope. But hey, man, she and Fitzy are trapped in that escape pod floating around in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like she friend zoned him.
I don't know.
He's been bro zoned.
Two people in a tight, cramped space that is floating around, and there ain't nothing to do but each other.
It's the motion of the ocean.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Stephen, you're cracking me.
Stephen Lemieux, a fantastic producer and engineer.
That
in
was
the booth.
So perfect.
Nobody does a pun like Stephen.
Yes, that's true. He is the king of puns, as has been. I'm tired. Okay. So, there's a plan in place. One of the great things that Sky did before she handed over that hard drive is she planted a Trojan horse inside of it, that can potentially destroy all Hydra computers and cybertech and all the stuff.
But she didn't quite finish.
God damn it, Sky. Hurry up. Be better.
You can hack the NSA in an hour. Yep. Come on, get it together.
But you can't ride a simple Trojan horse that destroys everything in like 2 minutes? I don't understand. So she has to get this little flash drive hooked up to any kind of Hydra computer. So they figure we'll go to Cybertech because they've been in contact with everybody. We get a nice little chart that shows the connections.
I really like that after an entire season of all, like, the hollow screens and everything, we just have paper and
true.
A marker.
That's so true.
And it's honestly the clearest thing we've ever had. I was like, oh, I understand the connections between everyone. This is great.
I think Coulson was excited, too. He's like, thank God I don't have to.
Vintage way of making connections.
Exactly. So they do this raid on Cybertech using all this vintage tech, and we have, instead of Fitz and Simmons inside, it's Coulson and Melinda, and they're like with these two douche scientists who are like, listen, we've gotten a lot of X-Shield people, and everything we've seen is frankly underwhelming. What would we get this from us? That sleepy sleep gun? Whatever.
And they had the gall to say that Hydra scientists
bros.
Were better.
Yeah. Hydra scientists are so cool. Cybertech!
Woo! And
fuck
they're younger,
yeah.
too.
Nah, not supposed to swear.
Frat
I know.
Frat boys.
Damn it. Sorry. I can't remember the last time I really swore on an after show.
It's okay, Matt. You're tired.
I'm really tired.
Like, we're channeling a frat boy. It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that I really liked. It must have really been fun for, I think, for Mina and
Clark yeah.
Gregg to play Fitz and Simmons type characters.
Yeah,
too.
They really did.
Because they really were going with whatever was being said in their ear and then kind of talking about it that way. And I think, even though it probably looked weird, it was definitely more realistic than it was going.
I loved totally. Their chemistry and their dynamic. That to me was how they used to be, and that's what, you know, Coulson misses, that's what
Melinda
May misses, and just seeing them together was kind of like the best reunion after she
and
came
I,
back.
And I loved that they weren't really comfortable in the roles. They're like, isn't this yeah. sweater's itchy, yeah. right? So itchy.
I haven't seen them that friendly. This yeah. entire season.
And,
yeah.
like, and he genuinely smiles at her and goes, I don't know if I've said this enough, yeah. but I'm really glad you're back.
Yeah. That's like the old duo.
Yeah.
Back together again. It was
really great.
Cute.
And I think we're in a zone for Coulson, too. Like
a
we said,
bone zone for Coulson.
Season two. But they're in this section, you know, where we were talking about earlier that it's the old spy stuff and he's mm-hmm. writing on a board. And I think that's where Coulson lives, is in this. I mean, you saw how giddy he was. I
yeah.
mean, all of this is kind of more original spy stuff that he geeks out about.
It's the passion.
And this was exactly. a very spy, you know, spy episode because they're infiltrating, you know, this high-tech place. And, you know, there's a little bit of martial arts involved, you know, after they've infiltrated it. And then, you know, there are physical files that they have.
Yeah, let's talk about these physical files.
Old school versus
not
new school.
Yeah, not a single computer on site. Sky's trying to scan using a UHF Wi-Fi kind of scanner, which is like amazing and brilliant and go science. it's just file cabinet after file cabinet. And we realize that Deathlok, the project, has dated back to 1990, and John Garrett was the original Deathlok. And I think one of you predicted it before the episode even started. It was Megan.
Nice. I predicted it a couple weeks ago, and so I was so happy. I'm like, yes, I was right.
Mm-hmm. It always feels good to be right.
You almost cursed there, too.
Mm-hmm. And I loved when they were like, prepare for a download, prepare to download some files. And they're like, what? And
then
they
throw, files.
Boom, right out the window.
Okay, there's no way Fitz and Simmons brought that whole cabinet to the truck.
I know, the two little puniest people on the team.
That
they
thing
could
was
do
huge.
It, okay? No, adrenaline?
It's full with, like,
if
so much
thing,
paper.
If it's as old as it actually as it is, that thing is heavy.
And it's sturdy because if you notice, there was hardly even a dent in that
That's
thing.
That's like some high industrial metal
Steel.
Yeah,
I mean, Triplett had to have, like, help them, but he didn't.
He fired the gun.
He did the whole zip line, which apparently real stunt that Clark Gregg and Ming-Na did.
That's so cool.
On set, which is amazing. Good for
them. If you want to hear more about the stunts, turn into last week's podcast with Casey Adams.
Yes.
Yay.
That Megan hooked us up with him. So
he was a great guest. It was a lot of fun.
He was really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
So they come down and they got all these stuff. And they go down to Cuba.
Havana. Yeah.
They go down to Havana.
Somehow they got a plane.
Havana, Cuba.
We don't ask questions. We just know they got a plane. And
yeah, they've had it for, I guess, since they left Providence.
I think Maria.
Was it the same?
Up.
Or no, even before.
It was
Garrett's original plane.
Okay.
It was Garrett originally was the one who showed up with that plane like 7 episodes ago.
It was
tag teaming on top of the bus for a while. And then when they left Sky and Garrett alone in Sky and Ward alone at Providence, they had taken it.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know, they have it. They have a little jet.
They have a minibus.
Minibus.
The short bus.
The short bus. We'll call it the short bus. It is very fast. But
That's
it is
what
a short
they call
bus.
My car. Because it's yellow and it's an SUV.
That's rad. So folks, they head down to Cuba. And they split up, trying to cover more ground. And Fitz and Simmons find the bus 3 hours away from the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
And Ward finds them, and we're all very disappointed.
Because once again, we're like, why does Sky and Coulson need both Triplett and May? Like, you would think you'd send one of them
To protect.
And with the scientists.
Yeah, because they have nobody to defend them. They're smart and they're capable people.
It's because the thought was originally that the base under the barbershop was still heavily manned. Mm-hmm.
So they figured they needed as much firepower
as possible right there.
Never assume.
Makes a butt out of everyone. Sky's still reading tons of voltage from down underneath the barbershop, so they decide to go inside. Why not? Seems simple and nice.
Seems safe.
Only to discover, they get to this Hydra computer, and finally, just as they're about to upload and activate this Trojan horse, Kaminsky shows up with the effing power staff, the anger staff, the rage staff.
The berserker staff.
The berserker staff is the actual name. And he's ready to use it on everyone, scary, and a bunch of robot-looking dudes, or super soldiers, I think is what they actually are. But they look like robots.
That was some great lighting in that scene, because he's just standing there, you know, a shadow in the dark, and then all of a sudden the staff just lights up.
Super dramatic.
A lightsaber, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. Cliffhanger. Super upset about that. Meanwhile, though, you know, Fitz and Simmons are on the bus. Fitzy uses his EMP to shut down John Garrett's heart. And
that was awesome.
And
that
he tells him to cross. He tells Ward to cross Fitzsimmons off the list.
Oof. Mm-hmm. And of course, he didn't have the heart.
He had a weakness, and we love him for it.
No, he had compassion, which is harder.
It's a strength.
I don't know, guys. That looked pretty fatal. I don't know.
No, what? They dropped maybe 50 feet out of a plane into water.
With water.
No, it's not. It's airtight.
To survive that stuff.
Hermetically sealed. It's an escape pod.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's meant to handle those types of situations.
I think it is, too. Because he was saving them. That's how he felt.
It would have been an emergency pod for anybody on that plane. So they would have... I don't think they would have survived if they fell onto, you know, land.
I don't know. It just looks more like he dropped a sea van into the ocean.
No.
And I picture, like, a sea van is not super airtight.
They're okay.
The only conflict is finding and looking for them and finding them.
Well, good thing we have a homing quarter.
Exactly.
To help home in on him. And, you know, at the same time, Garrett makes Reyna give him the synthesized GH325.
Do you think she did something to it?
Well, we were waiting for a big but when she said it was almost done.
I feel like there was something there that kind of indicated that there was something not right with it. That
it could
she did
be
on
unstable.
Purpose.
Well, I tend to think so. I tend to definitely think that's what it is. Because even with Garrett, when he first got injected with it, I mean, even though Skye had a reaction, we didn't see her whole face turn colors, and I mean,
yeah, she didn't look like she was being incinerated from the inside. Mm.
Well, but that was the centipede serum that was unstable, stabilizing at the last second, and now he can feel the universe, whatever that means.
That's
very
terrifying.
Very scary.
Maybe the Guardians will be there.
Maybe they will.
Of the
Well, but no, they're the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, dang it.
Not this galaxy,
so
a different
tired.
One. You know, finally, we get that last little tag scene. Ian Quinn is selling the military 1,000 super soldiers like a huge dick, and we're all mad. Okay, prediction time.
Damn.
Yeah, that's how we do.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
All right, folks. One episode left in the season. Never thought we'd get to this point, but here we are.
So sad.
What are we thinking? How do we feel? I'm going to throw it out up top. I'm going to say Ward is back in the fold by the end of it.
Mm.
Everyone's okay, except Triplett, who totally dies.
No!
Trying to save everyone, especially Simmons,
who
feels really, really guilty because she and Fitz totally banged in the escape pod. And Skye is totally an alien.
I think Skye's going to know what she is by the next episode. Because I feel like there was that little part in the preview for the next episode where she told Ward, I have something that will kill you. Like something worse than, I forgot what other weapon, that'll kill you. So part of me thinks that she has a better idea as to what she is and what kind of power she possesses.
Interesting.
And I want to think that Reyna kind of did something to alter the GH325 because she's been having her doubts about the clairvoyant since she found out it was Garrett. So I think she had the intention to hurt him with the altered GH325, but now she made him more powerful on accident.
Hmm.
Maybe.
I think we end the season with Skye either finding out what she is, and then it's like, boom, done. Like, it's going to be like, she's Kree. Done.
Cut to black, yeah.
And or she's going to be like, oh, my God, and then it's going to be cut to black. I think that's one of the moments we're going to end with. I think we're going to have to see some of the people from the fridge, like Graviton and stuff like that, show up or, again, be part of the cliffhanger for the end of the season to try to get Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. back. I think Garrett's dead no matter what.
Okay.
It may be because of the GH that she made or I don't know. I still don't question. I know people were saying even on YouTube, you know, with our theory last week that maybe Ward redeems himself by saving Skye, and maybe that has something to do with killing Garrett.
I'm hoping Nick Fury kills Garrett. That I would be super happy if that happened.
Cool.
Because they were hinting at a Nick Fury cameo next week. Mm-hmm. So that would be great if he just came in and killed Garrett and then left.
That'd be dope. All right, folks. I want to thank you for downloading, watching, listening, streaming to this podcast. We're going to be here next week with a brand new show that is going to feature special guest J. August Richards. And we're so excited. Oh, yeah, going out on top. Hydra. Yeah, oh, the Hydra salute is so terrible.
Well, Hunan province,
yeah.
Right, in China?
Hunan province. All right, Megan, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at TheMenguin. That's TheMenguin. And then starting this Sunday, I will be on the Turn Attack on Titan and Sword Art Online panels. So that'll be fun.
Cool.
All right. Joyce, where can the people find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Jay Ajuri, on Instagram at IRUOJA, and on the Sunday Night Turn podcasts.
Woo. And Kristen.
I'm so, like, amused with the song right now. Kristen Carroll, you can find me on Twitter, KristenCarroll13, and I am also on the Turn podcast. And, like I said earlier, J. August Richards will have him on Spotlight. Woo. On, hopefully still.
All right. And you can find me on Twitter at Matt Lieberman, MattLieberman. You can find all of my videos for AfterBuzz TV, SourceFed, and all my personal stuff on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/MatthewDLieberman. Tweet me and tell me how tired I am, because I honestly don't know. I might be asleep.
So tired.
You're never going to catch your breath? Say goodbye to those who knew you.
Ha, funny. All right, folks. See you next week.
Cheers.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.